Now, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking.
Daniel, what are you talking about? You love harems. You just love harems. You can't stop talking about him. You just love harems.
It's like, I know. Okay? I know. Harems is my favorite genre in anime. It always has been. The concept of one dude and a bunch of women has always been appealing to me. Awkwardly enough, I do also believe in true love. Weird, sure, but that's just how I roll. And the thing is that my favorite anime of all time is Golden Boy, which to me is a 6-episode harem. And I understand that. I relish in that. I love it. But the thing is that I've been greatly disappointed by the harem genre within anime for a very long time because nothing actually is a harem. It insists that it is a harem, but they're not. As soon as you have a story that basically has a character with a bunch of women and he ends up with only one of the girls, it's no longer a harem. The idea and the functionality of a harem is that this one dude is going to have a bunch of bitches. So to not proceed or function with that is to go against the very nature of the genre in itself. Anime people don't get this. That's why they keep making the boner material harem, where it's like, yo, dude keep falling to breasts all day long or accidentally stumble into a bathroom, but no matter what, there's only actually one girl that he really likes. And that's just, to coin a phrase, that's just gay. Oh, God, is it just the worst. It's the dumbest thing that you could ever possibly do to a genre that's typically meant to be something ridiculous. It's not meant to follow the same functionalities as a typical or normal storyline. It's meant to be outside the grain, outside the normal. Hell, having a main character that's actually in love with someone else before you introduce a bunch of other female characters, and then he continues to insist that he only loves one character, is worse than anything else, because you're basically looking at a dude who essentially is cock-blocking himself when he's giving nothing but opportunity, which a person in a normal healthy teenage boy would jump at the opportunity to be him. It's not wish fulfillment. It's not basically putting yourself in someone else's shoes. It's not a blank slate character that can be totally relatable. It's an unrealistic person in an unrealistic situation that does the dumbest possible thing that you could do given the circumstances. So yeah, the harem anime genre is something that has been a crushing blow of defeat and disdain that I have had to deal with for years now. But that doesn't mean that there aren't still things that either do it well or do it good or just basically make me happy, or they just happen to fit in the realm of what the hell I consider. One of the best examples I could possibly give is the High School DxD anime, but the latest season that they did kind of was a clusterfuck story-wise and character-wise, but overall, the major theme of it continuing or staying true to the harem genre has been consistent. Even the manga does this correctly, even though the manga and the anime actually differ in certain aspects. But it has been consistent in basically showcasing that. Crazy thing is that it doesn't really do this until halfway through the second season of the anime. So trust when I said I had to struggle to look at it in order for me to actually start enjoying it, because it started delivering content that made some fucking sense. But I digress. That's not what I'm here to talk about. What I'm here to talk about is actually something far worse than the regular anime harem genre. What I'm here to talk about is the very nature of the harem genre when it is considered in Chinese content, whether it be manga or anime. Their Donghua, which is their 3D anime, or their bad 2D anime, and just the overall horribleness that is their manga or their manhwa. And those things are just the absolute fucking worse. I have started looking into Chinese manga and anime because, you know, basically got to span my horizons. I was in the webcomics, and then it was like, you know, the Chinese are doing stuff too. Ooh, really? And, you know, it was like, hey, let's keep this party going, you know? So getting into the Chinese stuff basically opened up a floodgate of different content and different things, as well as a whole different spectrum of etiquette, mannerisms, and just overall cliches that appear within the Chinese stuff. And this is something that's like just worse and far more outrageous and just terrible, because it's not good content, but it's terrible in correlation to anime, manga, webcomics, manhwa, and things like that. It's its own beast entirely. And honestly, you're kind of having to learn a damn new culture in order to understand or get the Chinese aesthetic when it comes to a lot of their content. So with that being the case, once you get used to it, it's fine. But the problem is that once you get used to one Chinese comic, you're used to all of them. That's how bad it is. Even though anime has a particular concept of genre, and then they do have copycatic structures and nature, much like the three-person, three main characters thing, starting off with two guys and one girl, and the girl being like the girl being a damn near damsel in distress, semi, I can kind of fight, but I'm not really on the same level as my two male counterpart type characters, much like you see in Naruto, Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man kind of has that? I can't remember. Old Parts Hunter, Fairy Tale, different things that really stick with that cliche. But those stories are generally different. They have different characters named, they have different elements that revolve around them. They don't really all focus on the same thing. Even what they use as energy and whatnot. Hey, you could be a dick and be like, yeah, they're all still fighting using whatever, and they got a hidden power in the main character. But one uses magic, one uses demon energy, one uses blah, 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 whatever, curses and whatnot. And so they differ in some aspect. Not the Chinese. Not the fucking Chinese. Everything is cultivation. Every fucking thing is cultivation. They never not do cultivation. It is annoying how much they fucking talk about and do cultivation, as if their culture has no idea or functionality of anything else outside of the realm of just fucking cultivation. Now, I have a huge problem with the Chinese content itself. A lot of their things are just lame, really. For every 100 comics you might read, there's one that actually is interesting. And then that shit gets boring over time, because eventually it just copies itself, which is sad, but it happens. Apothesis, I believe that's how you pronounce that one. That one's a major offender of that to me. Jesus Christ. But I was like 400 chapters in, and then I was like, wait a minute, I've been here before. Oh man, it's copying itself. What the fuck? And I just had to let it go. But the thing is that the lack of originality within Chinese content is just so outrageous. And I'm not sure if that's just because this is content that the Chinese themselves just definitely love, or if it's just literally a something where it's like, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Ever. No matter what. Never fix it. And outrageously enough, more so their more popular or well-known stories happen to be the ones that I also agree are their far more popular stories. But in relation to the stories that they create and they actually showcase, they happen to fit outside the realm of the general cliches and storylines that actually happen to go down. They normally have a main character that's basically not averse to killing. It's a main character that basically kind of walks more so on the wild side. He's openly okay with his sexuality. So he hits on women, wants to have sex and things like that. It's totally fine functioning and betraying people and whatnot. Doesn't necessarily deal with the whole honor aspect, like that is very apparent within Chinese culture and things like that. Where as well as someone who basically manipulates and uses others, but doesn't necessarily tend to take a lot of the situations or the things at hand as serious simply because of the fact that just because someone makes a declaration, that means I have to live the rest of my life following the rules of said declaration. It is okay for these characters to step outside the realm of the status quo, which is literally the biggest problem that Chinese comics have to date, is because their characters never tend to go outside the realm of the status quo. Everything has to follow exactly as it's been laid out prior in other comics and other stories, which leads to the boring stagnation that is just overwhelmingly seeped inside of Chinese comics. But the ones that if you look up online or you see in the websites where you can actually read Chinese comics, the ones that are far more popular are the ones that actually break away from this mold. Those are the ones that people look at and they go, these are actually far more endearing and far more entertaining than the other ones. My major contributor to this one, which is my favorite out of all Chinese comics, is The Magic Emperor, which just gets me hooked every fucking time I read it. Like, I love that damn thing. And then after that would be Marshall Peak. Really something that's all the way within the realms of like 1,000+ chapters, and I still keep up with to this day, and I still enjoy. But that's just talking about just the very nature of the Chinese comics themselves. Now getting into the gritty of essentially the harem genre that is within the Chinese comics is the fact that, much like with a lot of regular anime and manga, those things are a lot of times misrepresented or misinterpreted. Like I said, if you have a story where your main character only ends up with one girl, you do not have a harem. You do not have a harem at all. You have a romance story. That is something that you have to adhere to. You have a romance story. Having a bunch of ecchi moments or damn near misses when it comes to confessions and whatnot does not make a harem. Hell, a story that I also considered and is one of my favorite stories in the harem genre, if you're going by the actual genre itself, is Ichigo 100% or Strawberry 100%. I fucking own the manga of that shit. I love Ichigo. Like, that was one of the very first mangas that I ever fully read, or like basically just sat down. I just couldn't stop reading it until I was done with it. That's how much I love that series. But upon getting into anime and manga the way that I have, upon reflection, I looked back and I went, yeah, that was just a really good romance story. It wasn't a harem, even though that's how it presented itself, even though that's what it insisted that it was, even though that's what the general genre would have you believe it to be. It wasn't a harem. The idea and the concept behind a harem is literally one guy and a bunch of women. So once you break away from that, so that your end result is that he just gets a relationship with a girl, then it's not a harem. It literally has to be something that you're able to insist and have revolve around the mindset of that this one guy will be with these multiple women. But you need to develop all of the characters in order to make this something that's entertaining and okay to look at and to fucking enjoy at that. Whatever they're doing, the concepts that they're going, like the story that they're going through, the ups, the downs in their relationships, all the good, the bad, the happy, and the sad, all of that has to be conveyed. And then you allow for the, the idea that all of these women will be with this one person to be the main narrative when you're trying to establish the harem genre. Period. That is the only fucking way you can have it conclude as a harem. If you're having it set in present times, you have to have them go, well, we got to break the fucking law. Or they go someplace where polygamy is legal. You have to do something in order to establish and facilitate that idea of the harem concept itself. If you don't, then it is literally a romance story with a plethora of cock blocking. That's it. That's all that you have done. So never be deluded by the concept of when someone goes, yeah, I like this harem over this harem, or the cliches of harem and whatnot. You just have to ask yourself before anything else, at the very end, does he end up with all the girls? No, then it's not a fucking harem. Move on. You're going to deal with just basically a plethora of cliches. And then essentially the very first girl, or the girl that he's in love with, is going to be the only girl that he will be with. Fuck it. Like, you do not need to waste your time with something like that. Now, like I said, the issue with the Chinese comics and what they do with this story concept is that along the lines of what their cliches are considered, they go far beyond the realm of just basically being situations or moments that happen within the story that would equate to a cliche. And Japanese anime, taking a bath or going to a beach is a cliche. A character accidentally spying on a girl naked because he ran into the bathroom is a cliche. A guy getting slapped in the face because a girl walks into his room and she sees his morning wood is a cliche. But these are things that do not define nor do they deter the entire story. They're just things that happen within the story element that you would either expect or happens frequently within anime and manga, thus the term cliche. These are not necessarily bad, nor are they necessarily good. You can just get tired of them either way because they're just so apparent within the content. Sure, fine. The difference between Chinese's cliche is that they literally copy story elements. They don't just copy moments that happen. They copy story elements. Now I'm going to explain this, and I know you understand. I know you're probably listening and like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, let me explain. A cliched story element within Chinese comics is the fact that the main character is a descendant of a god, or they used to be what is considered a god, and now they are reverted back to themselves when they were around a teenager in high school or whatnot. Or another cliche is where if a character has reverted back to his past, he used to have a girlfriend that cheated on him with another richer character, whom then he either decides to beat up or he uses his skills from his past life to then seek revenge or get revenge on the situation, which then cascades and has a tipping point of letting the story progress into whatever it is that it naturally is trying to get to. These are cliches within Chinese comics because you see this shit all the time. Another cliche would be the main character basically being raised by one parent because the other parent happens to be from a prominent family member that doesn't recognize the main character. And then upon him coming back to life or him living in another or getting a special power and whatnot, allows him the ability to essentially find and track down his other parent. And even after tracking down his parent and going through a plethora of hoops to just get this parent, the story will then forget the parent's existence entirely as it moves on to other bullshit that the main character has to do. These are cliches that Chinese comics do. You have the main character basically finding some type of magical element or magical thing that he has to absorb in order for his cultivation to increase. You have the cliche of a betting parlor or them going to an auction where they have to bet for something that the main character will be surprised about it. Then he has to outbid someone, which will then increase his popularity because a lot of people will boast over the fact that he spent such large amounts of money. All of these things are just elements within a story that have other situations and other things happening. They're not moments that can just be consumed, that can be considered or taken in as just, yeah, I saw this coming. I knew this was going to happen. They're legit moments that progress the fucking story, but they've been done so many goddamn times that when they happen, people go, if it isn't the mom who got kidnapped thing, or if it isn't the auction house scene, or if it isn't the beat up a guy and blackmail him and force him to give me a whole bunch of money type scene. It's shit that basically just you see happen all the time. And it's just overly saturated within just different stories that involve Chinese comics. Now, from that information and reeling in to the idea of the Chinese comics itself, you then go into their notion of the harem genre. Or what I should say is what they consider their harem genre. Now, as far as I have looked into, there have literally been two series within all of, no, not two, three. Three series within all of the fucking Chinese comics that I have read. And I've read quite a few. That have actually done or have facilitated the idea of a harem genre done correctly. Or actually had the main character be with a plethora of women. crazy, right? Here's the crazy part from that. You have, which is one of the tops that I continuously read today, which is Marshall Peak. That happens to be one. But even that does it terribly, as it basically, it follows the sin that a lot of basically even American comic book writers do, where essentially you take a relationship and you just establish the relationship, and that's as far as it'll ever go. They like each other. Do we see them grow as people while they're in a relationship? Fuck no. Everything just revolves around cultivation. Leaving, trying to find and track down a loved one means diddly shit in the realm of cultivation, because that persist above all else. It's the stupidest fucking thing in the world, and it's terrible whenever they do it. I hate it to pieces, because it undermines everything that I thought or was possibly building up when it comes to dealing with these characters and their relationships. And it's just based on the relationship aspect, let alone fucking harems, but just relationships are tackled terribly within Chinese comics. I get more emotional depth in manga, in shonen manga, that deal with relationships than you do in Chinese comics. That's saying something, okay? That's saying a lot. That's how bad it is. It's gross when you read it, because it's like, this dude keeps talking about how much he cares about this girl. Well, he just found her. Okay, cool. They spent a day together talking about their feelings for one another, and then he fucking leaves. What am I looking at here? What am I supposed to believe? That he cares about her? How? The reason she got in trouble in the first place is because he fucking left. Why are we doing the same thing all over again? Which then will facilitate another story cliche, which is the girlfriend has ice powers and she got abducted by a sect that's full of women with ice powers who want to use her for cultivation and shit like that because she has ice powers. Stupidest thing in the world. What is it? It's a Dunhua that basically does that crap over and over again with a main character. And that one's just terrible because you know exactly what all the characters look like, but the series itself wants you to believe that the main characters don't know who people are when they all look exactly the same. It's fucking stupid. but that's just how that functions, and in handling romance. And the thing is that they Marshall Peak did that with relationships. He basically has where I'm at is like four women that he actually is in a relationship with. And like I said, it's 1,000 chapters worth of content. But within him having just four women, he meets and damn near gets girls to like. He meets and gets at least 11 different women that actually like him or insinuate that they have feelings for him, to which he just casually brushes off. And there's nothing that those women do that is any different from the other women that he actually chose to be with, aside from the fact that he just goes, I'm just currently thinking about this girl right now. I'm sorry, I can't return your feelings. And it doesn't make any sense because then he meets another girl that does something different. And like, who does, well, not something different, but does the exact same thing. And then it's like, well, I can see myself being in a world with her. How come my heart beats whenever I think about it? It's weird. It's just very weird and off-putting, and it's odd. Hell, you even had the main character of Marshall Peak sleep with random people multiple times. And so then it doesn't even make sense why he would turn down certain characters who basically were like good fits for him, or women in general who he understood liked him and he didn't really have a problem with. Because hell, a bunch of them already tried to kill him before he even decides that he likes them. So, but that's Marshall Peak. It is a good read, though. But aside from that, Marshall Peak, So Pure, So Flirtatious, and then it's another one that was canceled that essentially revolved around a man who had, it was like a ring that could, he could sense the color around women and like an aura and whatnot. And then it actually allowed him to get closer to certain women. And the more of them that he actually were with, or that he kind of got to stay around him and whatnot, the stronger he became as he dealt with like assassins and killers and things like that. And So Pure and Flirtatious, I love because the main character basically gets like damn near taught by like this world's greatest assassin and whatnot. And there's just so many underground elements happening within that story. And then he keeps constantly picking up women, which is really dope. And So Pure and Flirtatious is really good as well. But those are the only things that actually facilitate the idea of basically having women stay around the main character, where it's the group that stays around the main character. The thing is that every other fucking Chinese comic that I've read does the exact same thing, but then there's only one girl he wishes to be with. And what does that mean? That's just the stupidest fucking thing in the world. What does that mean is that the main character will impress, he will take out, he will do everything he can to deny her family's, they will oppose him being together with a girl. He will stop the family from opposing that and whatnot. He will beat up a fiance or beat up a guy that tried to rape a girl, which is a horrible thing that keeps happening in Chinese comics as well, where it's like immediately just jump into rape. it's like the two man hit on a girl cliche within anime and manga. But you know, the Chinese thing is just an immediate, I'm gonna rape a bitch. You're like, God, what the fuck? But you have that, and then the main character will be like, or the worst one, which is where the character is either a teacher or he's a high cultivator, and then the girl that follows him calls him master, or they call him sensei or teacher or whatever, and in which case it's supposed to facilitate that he has a relationship with that younger girl or the one that looks up to him because he's in a powerful position, which is another, that's actually a cultural thing within Chinese content. It's like when they have like a older brother within like a cult, a clan or something like that, clan, cult, whatever. And essentially you have like an older brother student and a younger sister student, but the younger sister will be like, yeah, she looks up to the older brother. And so this means that they need to have a relationship. Fucking weird. But the teacher thing is even worse, because it's like you're in a master position where they listen to every word that you say, and you facilitate that into manipulating or basically taking this girl's feelings for you that deem from the realm of respect, and then having her equate that as to love. And then you are being like, yes, like she totally loves me because of me, not because of all this other shit that would make me. That just would be weird, you know? I wouldn't want my wife to call me master. that's just fucking weird. So you have all of those elements to where it's like the main character would be doing this to multiple women. So other girls that he meet on the fly, a girl he might save who comes from a big time family, and then he has to impress the big time family. A girl who, small time family, just doesn't think that he's anything until he impresses them and lets them know that he actually has a bunch of money, to where they're like, oh wow, girl, you need to actually start dating him and whatnot. They have these characters who continuously do nothing but boast and impress people, because that's the nature of especially their common timeline stories in Chinese comics, if they're taking place in modern times rather than the ones that are like steeped in cultivation dealing with like past figures and stuff like that. In the world of emperors and whatnot. But it literally plays out the same way, but it's just more apparent within the modern day ones than the past ones. But you literally have a main character that just basically goes around boasting and impressing people. Like I said, that's more in the modern day thing than it is in the past thing, but just more about boasting and showing people how impressive I am, buying expensive cars, buying expensive houses that he doesn't even stay at, being capable of flying, yet rides a private jet and shit like that. And takes people on trips, spends large amounts of money as if it was nothing, never going against the status quo, but only just facilitating and being its biggest underdog in it, or just more so the biggest, hey, the school's having a fucking get together from all our past classmates since you came back home. Hey, remember when you was a loser and you was poor? Yeah, well, I bought the hotel that we're all staying at. No, you didn't. Hey, it's boss. Yeah, the guy who just bought the hotel that everyone's staying at. Oh my God, he has money now. Wow. We're like, wow, he's done well. That's the whole fucking story. That's as far as it goes. It doesn't do anything. It literally just matters about boasting. I'm assuming that's just what the Chinese culture is currently, where it's like, if you ain't got money, you ain't nothing. And the only thing that matters is if you're something to everyone and everybody, regardless of what that means on you as a fucking person. But what this goes into in terms of the negative aspect towards harem is a simple fact that boasting and showing off for a girl that you essentially have absolutely no feelings for is stupid. It's a waste of time. It's incredibly dumb, and it makes absolutely no sense. Having a story cliche, like a jealous lover or a guy that's infatuated with a girl wanting to get revenge on the main character because this random girl happens to like him, even though he clearly likes someone else or he shows no interest in the girl whatsoever, is stupid. It's a dumb concept and it's a dumb notion. And once it was done, once, twice, even three fucking times, it should not have been something that persists and continuously was showcased within Chinese comics. But it does. They continuously have characters show off to other random women. And then they continuously have the main character just go, I only have one girl that's a special place in my fucking heart. Which is so stupid. And then you continuously have the main character do whatever he can at jumping through hoops that he's done with plenty of other women to get the attention of the girl that he likes. Because if they have it to where he's reversed back to his younger self, then essentially the girl won't know him. So he has to get her to remember him. Or it'll have it in... they'll have it to where the girl likes him, but she just can't be with him because of her family. And so then you literally just have basically a bunch of test bitches that he tested boasting out with until he became big enough to do the ultimate boast, which is for the girl that he likes. And even still, once he gets her, he continues to do the cultivation and boasting shit with other people. But then he just curves those other people later on by simply going, but I'm in love with this girl. It does nothing. It matters not. It is all stupid. That is why it is far more outrageous than anything within the goddamn anime genre, as it does not insist on that shit happening at all. There's multiple harems, well, in harem genre anime that essentially have a main character have a bunch of women that fall in love with him, but he only picks one. But how he got those women to fall in love with him are generally different. There are things or certain aspects of his character that a girl might find appealing that the other girls haven't even seen. Sometimes the main character does shit that other girls don't even know that he's capable of doing, but another girl saw it and then they like him. Hell, I hate History's Strongest Disciple, because that's another outrageous concept of a harem, but I don't believe that that's classified as one. It shouldn't be. Where essentially the main character's fatuation of a girl generally stemmed from the fact that he saw her first when he was younger, and it led up to a confrontation with another girl who started liking the main character, who essentially let her know that aspect of him, where she was like, it's not fair that he just likes you. Because the only reason that he does like you is because he saw you first. But the thing that he likes you for is something that I'm capable of doing. But he just saw you do it first, and now he likes you. But you don't reciprocate that feelings for him. So this ultimately, it's a futile, dumb concept to a will they, won't they, which ultimately means absolutely nothing. So that was something I always liked. There's like a little small little tidbit in that story. But generally speaking, that's how a lot of that's not how the Chinese comics themselves even function. Because like I said, with the History Strongest, the girl that was upset that he met the other girl first started liking the main character because she saw aspects of his character that wasn't really there upon his first inceptional meeting of the original girl that he liked. You know, he was weak. He wasn't strong. He didn't fight. And now she sees him when he's capable of fighting. He's actually having some confidence. He sticks up for people and whatnot, but he's still kind of scaredy. Totally different aspect. But that girl sees that. But the girl that he originally likes actually doesn't notice his increase in strength or that he's actually changing as a person. She kind of thinks that he's still fairly weak within the story. It's one of the worst things about History's Strongest Disciple also. But that is something that essentially generally gives you a sense of character with these other women. You are, like I said, it was a moment in the story that I actually liked within otherwise as a manga that I really don't really care for that much. It had that moment of character which spoke volumes for the fucking characters. It did so much just because that's how you do characters. Chinese comics, Chinese manga, they do not fucking care about characters. It is literally just about boasting the main character. And it's sad that it's like that. It's all focused around cultivation and boasting. That's it. That is far as their fucking wish fulfillment goes. And what's even worse is that that is as far as their brains can wrap around the concept of a fucking character. This character has a bunch of money and is really strong, and then everyone in the city respects him. That's it. He's the greatest that ever lived. Okay, what does he want to do in life? Who gives a shit? It's just the fact that he can do anything that's appealing. It's the most boring thing ever. And generally speaking, the more popular Chinese comics don't have main characters that think like that or function like that. Like I said, the ones that are actually really popular are outside the grain of what is typically expected within Chinese comics. Marshall Emperor, that nigga is evil. He's just evil. He has murdered people, has killed people, take people faces. You name it, he has done it. And it is fantastic. He has a goal. He is trying to accomplish some shit. He is being led astray because he has to deal with other people and their feelings and actions and whatnot. He will lie if it means he can stab someone in the back. He does not care. It is fantastic because he is a character. He is not this beacon of pure goodness that basically let offenders go because he knows he can defeat them, which leads into them hiring someone to try and fight him again. And then he beats them and he goes, I gave you a warning last time. Don't ever let me see you again. And then that person is like, oh, okay. And then they do the exact same thing all over again. And the main character keeps letting him go because he's the beacon of goodness. It's so boring and stupid that it is unbearable to even read or to care about anything that's going on, because the characters aren't characters. They're just literally caricatures. The main character is a good guy. That's all he will ever be, is the good guy. The girl that he likes is the damsel in distress. That's all she will ever be, is the damsel in distress. His best friend is his sidekick / goofball, and that's all he will ever be. And even worse ones are when the main character is the goofball, because then no one takes him fucking serious until he does something serious to which most people either don't see or they miss out on, or when he does it, he then shies away from the affections of another girl because, why not? What is it? Juke Dubao? The Tomorrow Never Something? There's something that basically follows that, and it's like so fucking terrible as a goddamn Don Qua, and I hate it. I watch it, but I can't stand it because it's like there's things about it that I do like, but the story itself is bad because of what the main character does. It was a girl that's like technically his wife, and then she was like, you know, I think I'm in love with you, and he was like, oh, look at you, and he just like goofily made her upset so she can leave. And it was like, what was the point of that? Like, why he do that? And then upon him seeing her again, he acts as if like he cares about her and he likes her, and then she just kind of ignores him because why wouldn't she? She's a person. And then it just leads up to the exact same situation all over again, in which he's like, well, she shouldn't be with me, I'm currently doing this. And it's like, what the fuck? I'm supposed to believe you come from our world and then you're set into this fantasy world? No, I don't. I don't believe that because you're stupid. But that essentially is how they insist this genre functions within the Chinese comics. The idea behind essentially boasting to getting women, you know, and it's like, sure, why not? I show off and then that lets women flock to me. Sure, fine. But that's as far as that concept goes. The actual idea of even fucking fornication, let alone touching these bitches, it could be so far removed from the Chinese concept, it is just outrageous. And it's like, so why are you even wasting your time doing this if it does not matter? It doesn't cater to anyone. It doesn't solve anything. It doesn't prove anything. It is just you boasting to a bunch of random people to show off for a girl you have no feelings for. It means nothing. And it is such an outrageously overused concept within every fucking Chinese comic ever that is just so outrageously done that I gave up on even giving a fuck. Now I get tired when I go to different sites, and if I try to put in the harem genre to see if there's anything new that might be interesting to look at. Same thing I do with like action, mature, adult, or anything like that, because, you know, hey, daddy got taste. But when you see something that essentially is like Chinese of orientation, and upon reading its first inception, the main character acts like a goofball, or essentially the idea of sex is something that he shies away from because, oh, like making a girl touch my hand, because, you know, how the Chinese have their morality, which is even 1,000 times worse than the Japanese. The concept of like, it was like, oh my God, you touched me. And I was like, yeah, so we're in a fight. How dare you? I have to kill you and then kill myself for what? But the idea of something like that happening and the girl being like, okay, like, you know, I like you. You saved my life. You saved my parents. And I didn't ask you to, but you did it anyway. And you just helped me out so greatly. You know what? I'm in love with you. Sorry. And it's like, what? And then he'll move on to another town or something, or find another girl, and he'll do the exact same fucking thing. It's just a matter of boasting. Nothing to do with the characters, nothing to do with the concept of harem, nothing to even do with the overall plot or whatever it is that he's trying to ultimately accomplish. It does not fucking matter. Hell, there's a goddamn Chinese comic that's about a dude who gets sent to a parallel world after he used to be a god, and then he reverted back to when he was younger. But he's younger in a parallel world where women are dominant over men. So women are actually fighters. Women do the cultivation thing. Men are really feminine. And then he actually happens to have a girl that he really likes. And upon meeting the girl that he really likes, or like his wife from a long time ago, upon meeting her, he essentially understood in a gets her to fall for him, but he's under the mindset of basically, I'm a be me, which is a man, rather as what she's used to is the norm, which is that men act effeminate. And so then because he's different and his approach towards her is something that's appealing towards her, but at the same time, he notices that she's still the exact same person that he fell in love with, despite this change in this world. And so upon that being the case, he also happens to be with other women within the series, because he's a dude who doesn't really care about the notion of being tied down to one woman or whatnot. Hell, even which would be, you know, a norm in nowadays, which is that if a woman marries a man, she takes on his last name. While with him, because he comes from our modern day thinking, it's when I marry you, you're going to take my last name. But to the women, that's incredibly one, inappropriate, but not done. But he doesn't care. And then because he's the type of man that he is, the women essentially agree to that because they care about him so much. And that seems all well and cool. Well, I guess that's another fucking Chinese comic that I read that actually does harem correctly. But that's all well and cool. But the story itself doesn't actually persist or establishes the relationships in a way that make it endearing. Most of the women that supposedly love him constantly fucking betray him. Most of them are just essentially associated with family members that just don't really care about his character, or just generally, not even because he's a man, but they just don't like him because he's from a low-end family or whatnot. And then you even find out that he's not from a low-end family, but they don't care about him either. It's all in the realm of him just having to impress these people or get them to facilitate and understand or even accept him as a person, let alone a man or like a reverse man, woman type deal, but just respect him as a person happens to be like the overall forward thinking plot within the entire story. But the story itself progresses where he gets stronger by doing cultivation, but he does not cultivate that frequently on purpose. It's not that he doesn't have time to do it. He just doesn't. And then you sit here and see him in situations and scenarios to where it's like he's struggling to fight or he can barely hold his own. And it all stems from him just not doing what he already knows how to do, which is train. And it's the dumbest fucking thing ever. Because it's like, yo, if you just trained, you would be fine. But you're not training and there's no reason as to why you're not training. You're just not training. It's the stupidest fucking thing in the world. But it keeps happening within the story, and that's as far as the progression of anything goes. No character develops or anything like that. Everyone is set in stone as soon as their original inception. Once a character has betrayed him, they're evil from the get-go. Once someone has joined his side, you still got to watch out for them because they might betray him. Nothing changes. It's the exact same fucking thing over and over and over and over and over again, and it just leads and cascades into a dumbass story that's not even worth following. Because it just inherently gets boring when you just sit back and go, why didn't he train? He could have prepared for this. He had the abilities to prepare for this. He knows thousands upon thousands of years worth of knowledge to increase his strength or to make himself stronger. And he does nothing with it. It's redonkulous. It is so redonkulous. But it, again, is the nature of Chinese comics to where boasting or being impressive is totally cool. And in the idea of a character being in a fight, or if they're just way too OP to even give you the notion of losing, has to come with this added sacrifice of the main character barely struggling or mentioning that they might have struggled. Blood comes out of people's mouths so much in Chinese comics, it's disturbing. It doesn't even do that much in anime and manga as much as it does in Chinese comics. But all of those factors just lead into terrible story and terrible characters that just amount to nothing. Even the thing that I'm talking about where the guy was basically in a world where women are rule, he does get women. Like, he gets different women that he sleep with and whatnot. But the thing is that those women personalities do not differ at all. They all basically are like the same fucking character. There's nothing different or endearing about any of them. You just have them have different looks. But that's it. That's as far as it goes. It doesn't do nothing with that. And so because of that, it's like, why do I care? Why would I care about anything that's happening? Even upon learning about like certain tragic events that might take place with some of the girls that he supposedly cares for, you just can't help but go like, right, but so the fuck what? They're doing something that he inherently told them not to do. And then and then because of that, there's the sacrifice that comes with it. It's something that makes them generally sad and upset. And then he consoles them and whatnot. But I don't care that any of this is happening because he already told you what not to do. You did it anyway, even though you normally should listen to him because he's been right so far. And then upon everything being over with, he barely was able to walk away with his life because he wasn't training. He was just telling you what you shouldn't do, which you didn't do anyway. It's impossible. It's just impossible. And the thing is that that's just a reoccurring natural disaster within almost every fucking Chinese comic that I've ever had the displeasure of reading that dared to say that it was a part of the harem genre. It is terrible. It is bad. It is something that is not to be emulated, nor is it something that anyone should strive to care for. I've always believed that there will never be a moment where Chinese anime, comics, web comics, whatever, will ever surpass the quality of anime at all. Even among seeing a bunch of those dumbass anime aficionados talk about certain Chinese animes and whatnot, and it's like, you don't get it. That shit will never surpass anime. It can't. They have a weaker story structure. They have weaker character development. Hell, and then they don't even put that much into their fucking 2D animation. They like to insist on their 3D animation, which is based off of their light novels or their comics that they have, which already go through heavy scrutiny and editing in order for it to be presentable to the Chinese people. So let alone anyone else on a world or on a wider audience would ever get used to it. After a while, the stagnation and the ridiculously repetitive nature of their content as well will be tiring to anyone, because most of the Chinese comics that a lot of people like to praise are not even the Chinese comics and the stories that are actually doing well within China themselves. Those are other things entirely. You're looking at a diamond in the rough and you're saying that it's really great. And I assure you, they're never going to do some shit like that ever again. I promise you. So I've always stated that don't get your hopes up when it comes to this Chinese stuff. It ain't going to be what you think it's going to be. It ain't going to be a next wave of webcomics. It never will. But for the most part, just the harem shit, just stay away from. Just stay away from entirely. Urban Immortal Cultivator, that's like the worst one, seriously. Ooh, and Battle Through the Heavens, fuck that thing. But that's it. This has been another episode of Fumble Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame, and right before my time is out, as always, good people, I hope you have fun.